Are you hungry? If not, well, you're going to be. It's time now for another edition of Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Hey, when's the last time?
Remember that commercial?
Oh, I know. When's the last time you had steak?
A couple nights ago. In fact, had made an extra little steak and then saved it for eggs the next day. Nothing better than an omelet.
Leftover chefed it. Well done.
I leftover chefed it.
Well, you know, Omaha has such a storied history of steak. We could spend a full hour talking about it. But it really is, it is a slice of Omaha history that's unlike anything else. And it really all started around the meatpacking industry in the late 19th century. The strategic placement of Union Pacific meant that it was a perfect place for stockyards. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know this, but in 1884, the Union Stockyards was the largest in the world.
Amazing. I did know that.
So the stockyards lent themselves.
I'm a South O kid,
of
Diane.
Course, you know that.
You know the smell of money. The cattle trucks lined up.
Yes. Yeah. Precisely.
Yep.
Well, it became an opportunity for steakhouses to showcase what we did here in Omaha. And if you think of the king of the Omaha Steakhouse, you have to think of Johnny's.
Yep.
I did not know that Johnny's has been around since 1922. It is the oldest Omaha restaurant. Originally, it was a bar. And it's been owned by the same family. And one of my favorite things is it was featured prominently in About Schmidt, which I watched again over the weekend as part of my research. I love that big cow in that restaurant. And then if you think about the pillars of steak history that have filled our city, Trentino's, Piccolo Pete's, which I don't know if you know this, Piccolo Pete's was the result of a marriage between a Coniglia and a Piccolo.
I did not know that.
Now they still have a food truck that showcases their food. Yep. Marchio's, which is now in the spot
my
where
old stomping
Howard's,
grounds, just a couple blocks away.
I am talking your neighborhood, aren't I?
Yep.
Coniglia's, that was my family favorite. When we would go out as kids to do a celebration, it was always Coniglia's, and we would get that deep fried ravioli. Mr. C's, of course, was
what
a
what are you
drive-in.
Doing to me this morning?
Did you know Mr. C's at one time could seat 1,400 diners?
Wow.
Of course, there's Ross's.
And Mr. C's with all the, you know, that panorama and the Christmas lights and
It was such a scene. Anthony's, which was one of the last to close. The Ozone was there, too. I'm sure you've been there.
I played there many times.
Did you know that cow was auctioned off, that sat on top of the building for $45,000?
No.
And that money was donated to a cancer organization.
Who has the cow now?
I don't know. Okay. I think that's an additional episode.
Yep.
And you can't mention all these places without thinking about the influence of the Italians, the immigrants that came here, particularly the Coniglia family. They also owned venison, for instance. And they were actually from Sicily and were this family that introduced Omaha to pizza. So you see a lot of Italian influences.
A big
throughout.
Thank you to them.
Exactly. Now there's a whole group of these longevity-based organizations that are still serving steak to us. Gratz has been around since 1944. Of course, that's one of Warren Buffett's favorites.
Yep.
The Drover used to be called the Cork and Cleaver. It's been around since 1968. Of course, they had a fire in 2018.
Yep.
One of my friends who works with the CNN crew at the College World Series said they were just devastated when they came in 2019 and couldn't go. And they were one of the first to have a salad bar.
Huh.
Then there's Cassio's. They've had the same menu mostly since 1946. Brother Sebastian's was started in 1977, influenced by Spanish monasteries. You can hear the Gregorian chant when you go out there.
Yeah.
They also suffered a fire in 1996. And Jericho's, which is known for its prime rib, primarily. If you think about the influence, think about the Sicilian and Italian salad dressings.
The dressing. So I was going to ask you, so, you know, Mr. C's, they closed, obviously, but you can... I'm seeing their dressing. Can't you get their dressing or their sauce?
You can get it in
too?
The grocery store.
The grocery store?
Such a great influence. You think about those little pastas on the side, an open-faced steak sandwich. But you know what, Jeff? There are so many great places to continue to get steaks, and you can literally get a good steak in almost any restaurant in the city. You probably saw the photo I posted. Mm-hmm. I was at Timber, which is a wood-fired steak, like Spezia.
You didn't invite me, but
I know,
whatever.
It was last minute. Okay. And you think about the real high-end places like Fleming's and Mahogany, our other local spots like 801 Chop House, Jay Gilbert's, Committee Chop House, Spencer's, Omaha Prime. There's so many great places. And some of the trends now, you don't see so much pasta on the side in a little bowl, but you'll see sous vide, very specific approaches to aging, and lots of different fun sauces. You know, I told our cable guy that I just came in to fix my internet. He's from Columbia. He says, where do I get a good steak in Omaha? I said, anywhere. We do them right here. You know, in our medium-sized steak-known city, Jeff, it is rare that we won't feel our steak wasn't a part of a great meal. I would grill you for evidence otherwise, but you might charbroil me for all my bad puns.
So I will forgive you for those if you brought a steak. Did you?
Jeff, I'm done. Diane. I'm well done.
Oh. All right. Thanks a lot, Diane.
See you next
appreciate
week.
It.